everybody, and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio, your favorite jazz show, the one that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and last week I was feeling pretty down and out with a cold, so you had that very nasally sound from me. My apologies for that, but this week I am feeling much better, so we've got like a medium level nasal, which is kind of fun and you know, quirky. And so I'm ready to play some jazz for you. I'm ready to talk jazz musicians. I also had this incredible interview this week with Earl MacDonald, who's a jazz pianist and composer. He's coming out with a new album. We're going to talk all about that a little bit later in the show. But for now, we are going to get started because I am ready to rock. Or I guess I should say jazz. I'm ready to jazz. If you're new here, welcome. We absolutely love hearing from you, so please do tweet us at OG Publicity. You can also follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Orange Grove Publicity. If you like what you hear and you want to listen to past episodes, you can do so on the Mixcloud website by searching up Orange Grove Radio. And you can also listen on Spotify by doing the exact same thing, so you're just going to want to search up Orange Grove Radio. But yes, we love hearing from you, so please, please don't be shy. First up this week is going to be a track by the Alex Lefebvre Quartet. Alex Lefebvre is a bassist, composer, and educator based in Montreal. He's a founding member of Park X Trio, winners of the 2010 TD Grand Prix de Jazz at the Festival International de Jazz de Montréal. He's also a widely celebrated sideman, having shared the stage and recorded with a wealth of Montreal artists, including Michelle Sweeney, Joel Miller, Sonia Johnson, and Calmunity. Lefebvre's new album, Naufragie, which in English translates to Castaways, is a follow-up to YUL, his critically acclaimed 2018 quartet recording. Here, Lefebvre presents a new collection of 5 original compositions and 3 covers that reflect his contemporary aesthetic and visceral sound. After many failed attempts at scheduling the recording during the COVID-19 pandemic, the group finally managed to assemble at Montreal Studios Madame Wood on April 5th, 2021. Recorded over the course of 2 spontaneous sets of music, the listener could feel the urgency and sheer joy erupting out of Alex and his bandmates. This is Sneaked by the Alex Lefebvre Quartet, featuring Eric Hove on alto saxophone, Nicolas Ferrand on guitar, Alex Lefebvre on bass, and Alain Bourgeois on drums. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Hi, welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm Jenna Marie, your host, and you're listening to the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. Next up, we're going to be listening to a song from John Pittman's album Kinship. And Kinship is the debut solo release from Toronto-based trumpet player John Pittman. The album was released in August of 2018 and features a stellar cast of musicians that were chosen in keeping with the overarching narrative of this record. When describing the album, Pittman says that it has been said that a musician should tell a story when they play. And storytelling at its core is really all about relationships, how characters interact, how they grow or change, and how the audience relates to, responds to, or empathizes with those characters is essential. It is the relationships that bring meaning to the story, its characters, its audience, its author. That is why Kinship is at the heart of this album. It tells a story of relationships and experiences that inform the artist and bring meaning to the music. This is Maury Crossing by John Pittman, featuring Charantha Bedigay on barry saxophone, Jeff McLeod on piano, Mike Downs on bass, Curtis Noasad on drums, and of course, John Pittman on trumpet. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Orange Grove Radio. Welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and on this show, we play the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. We have a brand new album here to check out, Imaginary Structures. It's the debut album from Montreal-based composer and double bassist Levi Dover. This singular recording consists of 8 original compositions for sextet, brought to life by an ensemble of musicians with an individualistic and contemporary approach. The album as a whole establishes a stylized vision of improvised music, fusing jazz with elements of progressive rock and 20th century classical music brought together in a post-bop setting. This album features Lex French on trumpet, Eric Hove on alto saxophone, Olivier Salazar on vibraphone, Andrew Baudreau on piano, Levi Dover on double bass and compositions, and Kyle Hutchins on drums. This is L'Appel du Vide by the Levi Dover Sextet from his upcoming album Imaginary Structures, which is set for worldwide release on Friday, October 8th on Three Pines Records. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Hi, this is saxophonist Tara Davidson from Toronto, Canada, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5 The Hawk.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and now we're going to be listening to a song by Tara Davidson. Tara Davidson is a Juno Award-nominated alto and soprano saxophonist who has performed around the world at such prestigious venues as New York City's Carnegie Hall, the acclaimed North Sea Jazz Festival in the Netherlands, the International Jazz Festival in Lima, Peru, and the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Her project, Duets, is an exploration of duo performance with six unique and captivating Canadian jazz voices: Mike Murley, Andrew Downing, Trevor Hogg, David Acapinti, David Braid, and Lila Bialy. The recording features original compositions from Davidson and all six guest artists. The result is a diverse and surprising listening experience. The album cover is really nice too. It's this beautiful, like, graphic design or painting or animation, I don't know how you would say that, with this beautiful blue sky with nice white clouds in the background, and then in the forefront you have a silhouette of two people canoeing together. So that's really nice for a duets album. I love it. This is For Glenda by Tara Davidson, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Consecrated is the seventh studio album from acclaimed jazz pianist, arranger, and educator Earl MacDonald. It's an album of traditional hymns brimming with poetic elegance. Unlike any of MacDonald's previous award-winning recordings, vocals stand front and center with Canadian up-and-comer Carly Epp introduced as an important new collaborator. Her stirring vocal interpretations, mixed with MacDonald's thoughtfully crafted instrumental underpinnings, convey a wide spectrum of sentiments ranging from reverence, gratitude to petition, pleading, and lament. I had the great honor and pleasure of interviewing Earl for this show, and I can't wait for you to listen in on our conversation. Here is my interview with Earl MacDonald. Hi, Earl. It's so nice to have you on Orange Grove Radio. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Yay. So let's just jump right into the questions because I'm really excited to be chatting with you today. And I know from working together that your album Consecrated is a spiritual, personal album for you. And I was wondering if you could tell us more about the inspiration behind the album and why you decided to focus on the theme of hymns.
It's interesting. I didn't really plan on recording this album anytime soon. As I grew up, as a kid, I went to church and was playing the piano and organ in church from a super young age, like probably from age 7 onwards. And so that's really where I got my start. And as I grew to learn about jazz in my teens, I started to combine some of these hymns with jazz. And so I would, if I was asked to play an offertory, like where they pass the offering plate and there's music behind it, sometimes I'd incorporate jazz, right? And I'd come up with some jazzy little arrangement of some old hymn. So over the years, I've accumulated many of these. I probably have 50 to 100 of these different arrangements. And, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, yeah, maybe someday I'll record them. But I had to find the right people, and it took a long time to find those folks. And then when it did happen, voila, here we are.
So you were 7 years old playing the organ in church?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
That's so wholesome.
Yeah.
The organ is so huge. I can imagine you as a little kid playing.
You know what? At first, I was so short that I couldn't reach the pedals, so I had to stand. Right? I was standing at the organ playing the pedals. It's ridiculous. But yeah.
That is so cute. Well, as you mentioned, you said you might know between 50 to 100 hymns. And as someone who grew up in the religious setting, like, I'm sure you know them all by heart. I'm sure you know so many of them. I'm sure you have a huge catalog of them. How did you decide to record the ones that you did record for this album?
I guess it all started with this arrangement of By Our Love, right? So there's this song that's called They Will Know We Are Christians By Our Love. And, I grew up singing this song. I didn't really think too much of it. But then I was at a church service on the Sunday after Trump was elected. And this song was sung, and I couldn't sing it. I was looking around, and I kept thinking, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Are we known by our love? Or are we known as the 80% of evangelicals that supported this guy, right? Despite all that he said about immigration and so on and so forth, it seemed so unloving. So that was a major turning point for me. And I decided after that service that I needed to make some kind of statement. So I wrote an arrangement based on that piece that would raise questions for people, right? So it's written and it's got this really loping, dark groove to it. It's in 5/4. You can't help but listen to it and say, what's going on here? There's some disconnect. It's not everything is right in the world. So I wrote that arrangement. And then, so that was sort of the centerpiece around this whole thing. And then I decided to incorporate some of these other arrangements that I wrote. And I chose them for a wide variety of reasons. Some of them, I would say most of them, reflect, where I'm coming from with spirituality in some sense. I really like this one, O God of Love, Grant Us Your Peace. Again, it's honest, right? You can picture someone, really on their knees, or going for a walk and just pleading with God, saying, man, my life is a mess. You got to help me here. Right. I also like the tune Sweet Hour of Prayer. For similarly, right? It's like, it's about communicating with God on a deeper level, setting aside time to talk with him. So a lot of these resonate with me on a pretty deep level. But they are songs that I grew up with, that I grew up singing. And in most cases, I didn't give any thought to the words when I was growing up, you know, but I reflected on them later on and went, wow.
After having that experience that you were describing, like in church, listening to that song, and after everything's going on with Trump, and that experience that you had and those feelings, what was it like to sit at your piano and start making these arrangements and changing things? And was that healing? Was it challenging? What was it like?
I don't know if it was healing. It's definitely not healing. I'll say definitely not. I'm definitely in a mindset, I think, of deconstruction with my faith. I'm still picking my jaw off the floor after that election, but not only the initial election, after the second election, because I thought, you know, after 4 years had passed, that Christians would go, wow, did we ever make a mistake? But no, it happened again. Again, it was 80% of evangelicals that supported this guy. So, no, it hasn't been it hasn't been a rebuilding or a rejuvenation of any sort. But I really felt like I had a strong purpose in writing that piece. And of course, we made a video that went along with it. And I have a whole website devoted to it, by-our-love.com. Where people can see that, and they can hear about how the piece and the video was constructed. I think it makes a super strong statement.
Lastly, Carly Epp is the featured vocalist on this album and sounds absolutely incredible. In fact, we've played a couple of the tracks from this album on the previous bunch of our shows, actually. And every time I introduce a song, I'm like, oh, and Carly Epp is on this and sounds so good. I think she sounds so beautiful. And I was wondering what the story is behind you two linking up for this recording.
And that's a great compliment, knowing what a great singer you are. So,
Thank you. Very cool.
We met at the University of Manitoba. I was hired to give a master class there. So I travel and adjudicate high school jazz band festivals. So I was adjudicating a festival, and it worked out that I could give a masterclass. And they asked me to present about my most recent work, which happened to be the By Our Love piece. So I spoke about this, and I couldn't help but notice Carly. Like, I could see her in the audience. I could see her wheels turning. I didn't even know who this person was. And so she had some questions. She was very engaged. Afterwards, a group of us went out for dinner. So it was Carl, her husband, who played bass on the album, and her, and Larry Roy, the great guitarist from Winnipeg. And man, we had some really enjoyable conversation. But even then, I didn't know who Carly was. I knew she was Carl's wife. But I enjoyed the conversation so much that I went back to my hotel room and I Googled her. And listened to samples of her singing, and I went, oh my goodness, this is unbelievable, right? I love it. And, you know, growing up, I grew up in Winnipeg, so I recognized that that last name, Epp, is a Mennonite name. So I had a sneaking suspicion that this is someone that grew up in that Mennonite church tradition. And it clicked. I just went, wait a second, that hymn project that I had in the back of my mind that I wasn't really thinking of recording, this is the singer. This is the next thing on my agenda, right? I switched gears, right? It went from being a big band album to suddenly I've got the singer that can do this project I've been imagining for whatever, the past 20 years. And that was it.
Wow. I love that. Sometimes, whether you believe in coincidences or, you know, if it's a deeper meaning for you, it's amazing when those things happen and there's just a connection made and everything clicks into place, you know, and the inspiration is sparked. That's really cool.
And I think it's so funny that they're both from my hometown, right? So, you know, I spent the first half of my life trying to get away from Winnipeg.
and here you are.
And then here I go. I end up returning to record with Winnipeg musicians, and they're just fantastic.
Well, that's meant to be, I think, Earl. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today. And I know that people are really excited to have your new album out. So congratulations on that. And everybody go check out Consecrated by Earl MacDonald.
Thanks. This is Earl MacDonald, and you are listening to my track, By Our Love, from my new album, Consecrated, on Orange Grove Radio.
This is Toronto bassist Mike Downs, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5 The Hawk.
everybody, and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and you were just listening to Momentum by Mike Downs from his album Root Structure, which features Robbie Botosh on piano, Ted Quinlan on guitar, Larnell Lewis on drums, and Mike Downs on bass. Well, everybody, we've reached the end of the show. And as always, if you'd like to join in on the conversation, you can tweet us at OG Publicity. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Orange Grove Publicity. Closing today's show is a track called Havens from John Gordon's brand new release, Stranger Than Fiction. This song features Derek Gardner on trumpet, Alan Ferber on trombone, Will Bonis on piano, Julian Bradford on bass, Fabio Ragnelli on drums, and John Gordon on alto saxophone. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Bye-bye!
Thank you.